Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 to 8. We're continuing with Moses, restating the covenant. Just before the Israelites go into the promised land, just before Moses leaves them, dies, on the edge of the Jordan here, on the edge of going into Canaan, Moses is reiterating the covenant. He's taking them back over their history. He's reminding them. He's laying it all down again to them. And in this section here, Deuteronomy 4, verses 5 to 8, we have what I call privilege and responsibility. Now, I didn't say privilege or responsibility. The Israelites are a privileged people above all other peoples. God is dealing with Israel as he deals with no other people. What a privilege. But of course, privilege carries responsibility. And these people are a privileged people, but they are accountable and responsible to God. Deuteronomy 4, verses 5 to 8. Well, what people? And what nation? Now, where am I getting that from? Verse 7. Look at what you have here. What other nation is so great as to have their God near them? The way the Lord our God is near us. What other nation has a God near them? What other nation? Hear what Moses is saying. See what God is saying to Israel. You are unique. You have your God, the only true, the living Lord God. You have that God near you. And then you get in verse 8. And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today, the covenant? So Israel is distinguished, privileged, set apart. What other nation is like you that has God himself among his people, you, the living God? The other nations have their gods, but they're distant from them. But I am the true God, and I am among you. And also I've given you my covenant, my doctrine, my decrees, my judgments, my statutes. What other nation? Nobody, none. There's a rhetorical question. The privilege of Israel. Psalm 147, 19 and 20, which I keep quoting and referring to. God has given his law, his covenant, his statutes, his judgments. The commandments of God are given to Israel and no other nation, no other peoples. And amongst those commandments, the Sabbath in particular is the great distinguishing mark for Israel, the privilege of Israel. What other nation has such nearness to God, whose ears are open to Israel's prayer, and so on? The Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him. Verse 7. The specialness, the revelation of God to this people, the distinguishing marks of God. Verses 5 and 8 and so on. These are tremendous statements. Ephesians chapter 2, the law signaled Israel out and separated Israel from the Gentiles. The law, the covenant. How can the reformed, the lawmen, argue that all men are under the law? God could not be clearer. The law is given to Israel, and it marks Israel out with its great privileges. My decrees and laws, the Lord has commanded me, in verse 5, and so that you may follow them, and so on. How can this be said to be for all men? They're the lawless. They're without this law. They're the nomos people. They don't have this law. But Israel has it. What a privilege. What a distinguishing mark. This separateness from Israel, from all the nations. Now, you would think that Israel could never, with such a privilege and such a promise to them and such power in all this, how could they ever leave this covenant? And yet their history is disastrous. They break this covenant. Now, notice one further thing. this law, this covenant, was not to be a museum piece. It was to lead to experience. See, I have taught you these commands. I have given you these decrees. I have explained it to you. And so that you may follow them. I am setting before you these laws today, not for you to frame up and just look at and talk about and argue about in the schools. No, no, no. You must keep this covenant. Is there anything like this in the New Covenant? How about James 1, 22 and 25, to those verses there? A man looks into a mirror and then forgets what he's seen. Read the word and obey it and keep it. Don't be hearers of the word, but doers also. John Fawcett put it like this. May faith be mixed with what we hear. When we hear the word of God, may we mix it with faith. Distracting thoughts and cares remove and fix our hearts and hopes above. With food divine, may we be fed and satisfied with living bread. But more than that, to us thy sacred word applied with sovereign power and energy. Ask God, may he do it, may he apply it to us. But, and may we, in thy faith and fear, reduce to practice what we hear. Bring it out into our lives. I speak to myself. I speak to you, brother and sister. I speak to you, unbeliever. Don't just hear the gospel. Oh, yes, the gospel is wonderful. Yes, if a man trusts Christ, he'll be saved. No, you trust him. If I look to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be saved. Oh, well, very good. No, look to Christ. Don't believe the Bible only. Act upon it. Don't believe about Christ. Assent to him. Oh, yes, I know that's true. No, no. Commit yourself to him. And do it now. Well, these people are privileged, but they have a responsibility to carry it out. Well, we know the end of the story. They failed miserably. Are we going to learn from that, brother and sister? Unbeliever, are you going to learn from that? You know the gospel and yet you aren't saved? Is that possible? You know the gospel and yet you are not saved. Oh, may God help us. Now look at this. Surely the people will say, this is what God says here. They will be, all you hear about it will say, surely this great nation is wise and understanding. Why? Because they have God who is near them. He hears their prayers, and he answers their prayers, and he gives them his law, and he gives them his commandments. There's the way to testify. Not to make the church attractive to pagans, but to keep the word of God, be a praying people, and have the testimony that God is with us. Oh, God is here. God is among us. God is among us. That's what Paul says to the Corinthians, if a pagan comes in, you say, God is among you. Well, not because of your coffee, but because of your spirituality, you say, God is here. May it be so. Well, these are lessons that come over to us in the New Covenant. Privilege and responsibility. Here is the way to testify. Here is the way to be the people of God. A prayerful, spiritual people, walking with God, in obedience to his the privilege that they have, the special revelation of God to us in his word. May it be so. May God bless us in the thoughts of these great matters. May it be that we live them out for Christ's sake. Amen.